This is Jason David Frank, and you're listening to the Geek Cast Radio Network.
Welcome to a collaboration between the Pop Culture Network and the Geekcast Radio Network. This is From the Command Center, the podcast. This is episode 39. I am one of your hosts, TFG and Mike. Joining me is Scotty Cash. Hello.
What's up, buddy?
What's going on?
Not much. It's getting closer and closer to my wrestling return, I guess.
Oh, you mean you're not the younger brother of Ryback?
Well, yeah. But I'm still making a return.
Yes.
Did I show you my logo and stuff?
I don't think so. You'll have to show me that afterwards.
Well, I use the Decepticon logo.
Oh my god.
And my tag team are the Disrespect Icons. So it's the Disrespecticons, but it's like Disrespect is orange and Icons is white because my colors are orange, black, and white. So I'll have to show you that.
I'm surprised your colors aren't green, white, and black.
No. I've used about every color known to man. Now it's time to use orange.
All right. So we are here to talk about we're going to do a commentary on Birds of a Feather. Now, people might ask me, why are you doing commentary on that episode? Well, my goal was to be fair to the Rangers and to the 20 years of Power Rangers, my goal was... Oh, wait, this is a Jason episode. Whoops. My goal was to find one episode that featured each the Rangers. So, obviously, Calamity Kimberly was all about Kimberly. All the Green with Evil stuff and Green Candle stuff, obviously, that's Tommy. A lot of these other choices, you're going to find, like, why would you do an episode on Grumblebee? Why would you do an episode on this, this, and this? It's because I was trying to get at least one episode for each of the Rangers.
I say we just skip ahead right to Return of an Old Friend. Part one. Yeah,
you would love that, but no. So, any other thoughts before we start?
Nope.
All right, you're going to hear the Mighty Morphin call after that. Sync up your Netflix, DVD, whatever you're watching this on, and we'll be ready to go.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Feet together, bow. That was great, guys. Cameron, I'd like you to go through the new kata for us.
You sure you don't want Josh to do it?
Yeah, I'm sure. Trusting your instincts and your skills is what martial arts is all about. Class, I'll do it with you.
You ready?
I'm sorry.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah! 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 With a little more concentration, you'll be great in the competition this weekend.
Yeah. If they're giving out prizes for geeks.
With attitude. Poor Trini.
Why do you say that?
Because she's no longer with us. I'm being serious.
Oh, okay.
I know these guys. Everybody always says they're friends and they remain friends. But I wonder if they were actually taken back by the loss of her. You know what I mean?
I'm sure they were.
Like, legitly.
No, yeah, I'm pretty sure they were, because the thing is about most of these, this is one of those things where I didn't realize Tommy was 19, 20 years old when he was filming this.
Yeah.
And
you still see pictures all the time of that Jason David Frank pose, and it's him, Billy, Zach, some with Kimberly, but yeah. You don't see Jason very often anymore, but
no.
That's... Oh, cool. Karate dancing. You know when that is effective? Never.
It's kind of strange seeing Zach attempt to teach people. Bulk Skull and... Wait a second. Is... No.
No, it's not.
No. For a second there, I thought that was a very, very young Rhett Fisher, who is Ryan from Lightspeed.
No, no. That's Spike from Little Giants.
I'm sure I mentioned this before, but how many of those outfits does Rita have? Does she have a whole closet full?
Yeah, she's like the Simpsons.
Yeah.
I would love to know who that is. He looks very familiar, that kid.
Hmm.
He almost looks like the Blue Ranger from Samurai. I can't think of his name, but that's not him.
No, that's not Kevin.
They hold every single event. They even held the Olympics the one time in the juice bar.
It's because everything revolves around Angel Grove.
I guess. He's got his Beetlejuice pants on. Beetlezack. Oh. Why now? Because Rita's a dickhead.
Yeah, pretty much. That was kind of a cool entrance.
Yeah. Ooh, the Hatchasaurus? Is that what they said, the Hatchasaurus?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, I remember this. Hell yeah. That's ridiculous. So an organic creature is controlled by a stereo system. Got it. by the gate, dude. They're not messing around.
Yep.
Totally. Oh!
There you go. Sad thing is he doesn't even have the gold shield on.
Well, he don't need the shield just to call dragons.
I know. Still. I always like these, like, twilight battles or nighttime battles better than the day ones, because the day ones always look so fake, honestly. I hate to say it, but, like, with the surroundings, like the buildings and stuff. Because let's face it, no buildings in Power Rangers ever actually blow up.
I like how they go single Zord sometimes.
Yeah.
The only thing is, all the other Zords are kind of poopy, except for the T-Rex. Well, I mean, as of right now, Tommy's done, and they don't even realize it. So it's like, they didn't even, like, ease out of it. They're just like, hey, peace out.
Yeah.
Hatchasaurus.
Oh, crap.
That's silly. Are you just gonna...
That's nasty.
Are you just gonna take over the Dragon Zord just because of that? I mean, why wouldn't she have done that every single episode? You know what I mean? Dragon Sword.
Okay, maybe that building got destroyed, but every other one, no, not really.
As usual, your plan was brilliant, and it never fails. Except for, well, last episode. Poor Megazord.
Did that thing just straddle the Megazord?
Yeah, in a very sketchy manner.
Talk about copping a feel. Dragon Zord looks like he's breakdancing.
Yeah. He's doing the robot. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was. I do have to admit, that was kind of awesome.
He's just gonna come back together. Yeah, why even bother?
Why is Rita's palace part of a clock tower? I just noticed that when she was like, ooh, Hadjisaurus. In the background, I noticed a pendulum-looking thing that reminds me of a clock tower.
Yeah. She works off solar system, or solar light. Get your ass in there. He's very brave.
Oh, I remember what he asked, why he did that. Because he asked to destroy that instead of destroying the actual monster.
Right. That's what she was. That's what Zordon was saying at the beginning.
Yeah.
Or whatever is inside, gotta be destroyed.
The sad thing is, it looks like Jason's. It's like he had a birth reversal.
Gross.
He's in that chamber.
Gross.
Yeah, I know.
We're not gonna do nothing. Just take your ass back in the water or something. Really?
And Humpty Dragonzord fell all the way down.
Help! I'm falling, and I can't get up. He's gonna work it out.
Stop blowing on the stupid flute and just jab the thing into the heart.
He's gonna get new batteries for that thing.
It's like, it's called a dragon dagger. It has more uses than just being a flute. Plus, he has the damn sword.
There we go.
Now he pulls the shield out. Oh, God.
Boom, dunzo. He's mad right now, Tommy. This stupid shield don't help anything.
And it's got a giant dent in the front of it now.
It'll be away. It'll be gone in 1 second.
Yeah, I know.
Look at that.
Look, it is gone. Wow, that's so wrong.
That's how all their uniforms are, too, when they get hit and burn up. Boom, that's awesome. Oh, I love how the dragon deck is still green, too. That's cool.
Yeah.
Where's Titanus? You might as well go ahead and get him.
He's coming.
There he is. Here comes this badass sequence. Ooh, bam! Boom, 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 boom. Are those toys, do you know, or are those just like the suits they wear?
What do you mean?
When they show those sequences like that.
Of the Zords?
Yeah.
No, I think it's just toys. Oh, wait, you mean the actual show, or do you mean did they make toys? Well, we know they made toys out
of them. No. Like when he's sliding down into the Titanus and then it explodes. You think those are just toys?
It's, I don't know. I think it's more so special effects.
Yeah, I bet they're not toys, but I bet they're not the costumes. They're probably models that they made.
Yeah, that's probably what it is too.
Because
I don't know. Maybe the fans can tell us. Is
they look better than the toys, but
yeah,
they don't look like.
What do they use for the Megazord transformations? That's what we want to know.
I bet Spada knows.
No, I'm sure he does.
With Cole's ass at work. Hey, what are you doing? We know you're not busy.
Oh my god. You know what this reminds me of?
Karate Kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, why would I even bother? We're just not even going to show up.
Look at Bulk.
I would just do like Street Fighter and just trap him in a corner and do the same leg sweep over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
You get a point for chucking people? Yep. You sure do.
Well, I think he did hit him. I think he made contact. I'd have to look at it again.
Dude, that is Johnny Lawrence, dude. He's even got the hairdo.
I'm getting a new coach. Well, because you believed in yourself.
That's right.
All right, well, that's the commentary on this one, folks. We'll be back in a moment.
50 years ago, a little old man brought his little blue box to a junkyard, and now Doctor Who is a cultural phenomenon worldwide. Join the Geekcast Radio Network and Mark Who 42's Whoniverse as we review Doctor Who episodes past and present, discuss the Doctor's friends and enemies, see where the Doctor's been, where he is, and where he's going. Sit back and grab a jelly baby and join Mark Who 42's Hooniverse. It's the ride of this and every other lifetime.
Fantastic.
Allons-y.
Kid?
Yes?
Shut up.
Beyond the Night is the GCRN's latest review podcast. We are covering everything in the Knight Rider television universe. From the classic 80s TV series to the 1991 reunion film
Team Knight Rider, and the 2008 relaunch series as well. So join TFG and Mike and Dion the Music Man as they go in-depth in Beyond the Night, only on Geekcast Radio Network. You can find Beyond the Night in iTunes and on www.geekcastradio.com.
Kit?
Yes, Michael?
Just keep driving.
We are back. This episode title had nothing to do with the episode.
Well, that thing was a bird.
Was it?
Yeah, that's what they kept saying.
Tachosaurus?
Yeah, that's...
Okay. It didn't look like a bird to me. It looked more like a strange armadillo-looking thing. I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah, it looked like his back was like earth, almost like earthy, like mountains and stuff. But no, they referred to him a few times as a bird brain and stuff like that.
See, like, to me, what is the... is it Pexter? What's the one that comes in the Halloween, comes back at the Halloween episode?
He was yellow and blue?
Yeah. No, I don't remember. That to me is a bird. This thing looked more like a, like I said, like an armadillo or a hedgehog or I don't know, something. Overall, it was a good episode. It was actually more of a Zach episode than a Jason one than I thought. So
absolutely.
Go Zach, because Zach is doing all the, like, Jason's hardly even in the episode, so.
Why do you assume that was a Jason episode?
I don't know, I thought it was, for some strange reason. But overall, I enjoyed it. It was a good, kind of a one-off episode.
Yes, it's a filler episode, but it was still, it still served its purpose. It still gave saying, you know, believe in yourself. What's the word I'm looking for? Not saying. Message. It gave a good message. Believe in yourself, you know. The kid thought he couldn't do it because Zach was leaving, but, oh, come to find out he can.
Yeah. 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 So that's going to do it for this episode, I think.
Yep.
Like I said, overall, it's a nice little message episode kind of thing, and so we'll, I guess we will go ahead and close it out here. Thank you for joining us here from the Command Center. As always, get in contact with us. We'll leave feedback for the show. Visit the network websites, www.geekcastradio.com and www.popculturenetwork.com. Join the forums over on both websites. Leave the show feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter. TFG and Mike is my Twitter. You can also follow at Geekcast Radio and at Pop Culture Net for all the other network updates. Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Geekcast Radio Network, and you can also search out Pop Culture Network over there. What's going on with the video show over on YouTube for Command Center?
I don't have anything right now, and it's just...
Okay. Okay. You can watch all the other Pop Culture Network videos on youtube.com/popculturenetwork. Call the voicemail line, tell us the show you're leaving the message for, and your name, 502-526-5821. We hope you enjoyed this episode of From the Command Center, and wish you'll join us next time when we will be talking about... I have no idea. Oh boy, no clue. Completely forgot. Ah, yes, the thing you wanted to skip straight to. Next time,
Return of an Old Friend.
Return of an Old Friend, Part One. So there we go.
I was trying to figure out what episode was. I have no freaking clue.
No, yeah, yeah, exactly. Wait, what episode number is that again? Yeah. Very tired over here. So for now, I am TFG and Mike with
Scotty Cash.
Thank you for listening. May the power protect you all.
Let the power protect you.